Welcome to the Secret Sauce of Outsourcing podcast that's dedicated to making you better at working with OFS. This is episode 407, Abandoned at 9 to Becoming a Rockstar OFS. So if I could just have you stop what you're doing to watch this video, that would be super amazing because it's really, really powerful. What you're about to hear, if you're listening to this on the podcast, is a story. And if you're watching on video, you're going to see this is amazing. So this is John Paul. John Paul Lively, they're an inspiration. They're the inspiration for him to become this really amazing financial analyst. But when John Paul was 9, his mom dropped him off at an orphanage. Actually, she didn't drop him off. She put him on a bus to an orphanage because she couldn't afford him. She couldn't feed him. He was confused and just had no idea what was going on. And all of a sudden, he was alone. And obviously, his life changed. And then he overcame so much. And this overcoming is a common theme in the Philippines. It's a theme in their culture. They overcome difficulty all the time, and they're really good at it. And this is the kind of person you can expect to find when you hire someone in the Philippines. People who don't let tragedies get in the way of their future success. And then you can expect that person to work hard for you and to change your life. But that's not the end of the story. The story continues to their side when you hire this person and it changes their life and it changes their kids' lives and it changes their kids' kids' lives and it changes generations of lives from being in poverty to being able to afford an education to getting a better job to working online in the future to being really talented. When you hire someone, you change people's lives. And you can find people like this, rock stars like John Paul at onlinejobs.ph. So now let's watch the video.
Hi everyone, good morning. Welcome to Bagong Silangan, Quezon City. This is our home. Let me tour you this way. So guys, this is our house. So let me tour you inside. Hi, I'm John Paul De La Cruz. I'm an online Filipino specialist working as a financial analyst. So this is our kitchen and this is our dining area, and this is our father-in-law, Tay Melvin, and this is my son, John Mire, or JM. He's currently eating taho or soybean pudding. I'm a financial analyst doing budgeting and forecasting, payroll preparation up to crediting the payments, creating a high-level report. My employer is a agricultural tech company specializing in a soil mapping technology based in Ontario, Canada. This is the playpen, play place of my son. Growing up, my family, we experience financial hardships. We do buying and selling scrap metals, picking vegetable excess from the supermarket and then reselling it to neighborhoods. Welcome to the second floor of our house. So here is our laundry area with our nanny. Say hi, Terose.
Hello.
Okay. I was 9 years old at that time. One day, I woke up and my mother told me to dress up quickly. I keep asking questions, why? Is there any celebration? You know, she told me that we will go to the McDonald's. There is a van actually outside of our house. We ride, we managed to go to McDonald's, but we just went and passed by it. Just keep wondering why. I fall asleep during the travel. It's already night at the time and I wake up. We traveled to the institution and then the secretary of that institution bring me to a huge room with a lot of double bunker beds where there is a sea of kids. She introduced me that, hey, this is JP. So here, the area where the room of our the father-in-law, my father-in-law, actually shocked at that time, speechless, the emotion that I feel at that night, that hour, with no mother or the house that I'm usually sleep. This is where our a bed together with my wife. They also explained to me that this is a orphanage, a foundation where they bring the kids who is abused, street children where there are no homes. This is our home office. So welcome. And this is the workstation of my wife. Full setup with two monitors.
Were you angry at your mom?
Actually, I feel like I'm betrayed.
Did she say sorry?
She always say sorry to us because she couldn't afford. And also, aside from having a dedicated LAN internet connection, we have also a prepaid internet. Today, I have a good relationship with my mom. We have a constant communication. She keeps sending messages just like, I love you. So guys, this is my work area. This is my main PC. And I have here is my backup PC. I live in the facility for 12 plus years. Because of onlinejobs.ph, my son will not repeat the history or the fate that I got into. I'm very thankful to the institution and to the onlinejobs.ph platform that I can say that I am financially capable to support my child.